Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
All right, e-hailing services in Gauteng are mobilizing for a massive strike. This is coming up tomorrow, if I understand them correctly. And they've got a few things that they're not happy about. On the line with us is the Secretary General of E-Hailing Partners Council, Melithemba Mnguni. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you so much, Pamela, and thank you for having me.
What is at the core of your grievances and what necessitated the strike tomorrow?
Look, there is a crisis in which the law enforcement are impounding our cars, and this comes at a cost. When your car is impounded, it goes to an impounding, and for you to release it, it costs you a total of 5,000 rands. And I'm sure you are aware of the outcry that is already there in terms of exploitation, whereby we are not making enough. So this really is a crisis, and this is happening on a daily basis, and some are having to be caught today and then tomorrow. And the moment your car sits there, you've got the installments to pay and then other related costs. So you are compelled to make means to raise that money and then release your car and then get it back on the road. And then you know there's also issues where your car is there and you are fearing that it can get stripped. So this is a serious crisis that we are having as e-hailing.
What are the reasons behind the impounding of the vehicles?
So it's compliance issues, mainly. Yes, the requirement is the operating license.
The permits, right?
Yes. It used to be called a permit, but they renamed it to an operating license. But you know, the name will always stick, so it's popularly the permits.
But there is an issue, from my understanding, with the issuing of those licenses in the first place.
Indeed, that's what inspires this strike, because we shouldn't have an issue with compliance, because it's what we've encouraged all along. But in this case, the department itself is failing to complement the applications that are there. It does not have the necessary infrastructure. To tell you, the amendment that was done since 2009, they've never had the provincial regulatory entities. They've never had the integrated transport plan that was required by the amendment for them to have. And as a result, they've had a backlog for the longest time. 5 years ago, they introduced a moratorium in which they stopped all the applications, and they said they are focusing on addressing the backlog. It was a year initially. They could not address the backlog. They extended with 6 months. Still with the 6 months, 1 year, 6 months, they could not address the backlog. And now, as we speak, they've implemented another one. So currently, there are no new applications that you can take to them. And this is frustrating, because on our side, we've complied. If you go to their records, they will show you. The last meeting that we had in December 2024, they had received in the last 60 days about 21,000 applications. On their side, they have not even processed half of that. So that shows you that on our side as e-hailing operators, we want to comply, but we are not complemented on the other side.
So where does this, you know, how will it work for users? Will you just not be available? Just maybe take us through what will happen tomorrow.
So what will happen tomorrow is that there will be a, because what is happening is that these impoundments are mainly happening in Pretoria and also in Ekurhuleni, which is mostly at the airport. So the logistics, it's going to start at Pretoria West, going to Pretoria CBD, where the memorandum will be handed. So the services will be really affected. However, this is organized by the drivers whom have felt like they are frustrated. While us as the council, we are still mobilizing to get mandate from the operators to have a broader a protest around this and understanding where the problem lies. So that's what's going to happen tomorrow.
All right. Thank you so much for that. So, you know, I'm hoping that in as much as, you know, this is something that everybody, I think, agrees with, it does feel like it's an unfair system. We're not likely to see, you know, violence amongst yourselves, too, you know, which will not help anybody.
Yeah, we are hoping that it's not going to get to that extent because the frustration is not amongst themselves.
Exactly.
So the culprit is the law enforcement and the department. And to tell you, there are a lot of issues that we're having as e-hailers as far as regulations.
Yeah.
They are currently implementing this. But for years, it's been 10 years, we've been asking our government to regulate the app companies.
Mm.
As we speak, the app companies themselves, they don't carry any responsibility around this. And they recruit drivers. They don't tell you anything about compliance and they put you through, which is they are transport companies and they are breaking the rules.
Mm.
If you look where they are coming from, they are regulated to book as far as the operations are. But here, it's a different story. I tell you, we've got issues of safety. They are not compelled to implement safety measures. There's a lot of issues. Currently, we've got a new app that is discriminating, that is saying it's an Africans-only platform. It's only taking drivers that are Africans. You can imagine, because there are no guidelines. This is a crisis.
You know, I remember perhaps over a year ago, you guys engaged with the MEC of Transport in Gauteng. You were promised some sort of, you know, a plan. Where did those talks go?
Unfortunately, it's so sad. It's been talk shows and talk shows. And this is what separates the new MEC or the new administration within the Gauteng Transport Department.
Mm.
Is that the previous administration understood the challenges and understood that they were responsible with the lack of compliance that was there. And they used political expedience to stop the impoundment. But currently, you've got talk shows where we've been talking. I tell you, as you speak last year, we had a meeting last year in the Cradle of Humankind, and nothing came out of it. We've been talking and talking, and nothing is coming out of it. Currently, the MEC has said we have set a crisis committee. I tell you, in that crisis committee, we are not involved. We are not included. It's only the minibus taxis that are included in that.
Mm.
But we are affected holistically as the transport industry. It's so unfortunate.
Look, let's see how tomorrow goes, but I think we owe each other a conversation with the MEC of Transport in Gauteng just to move this forward, because to your point, I think everybody appreciates the fact that the e-hailing companies themselves are not coming to the party, leaving you as drivers, you know, in the middle of nowhere where nobody actually takes your plight seriously. So I appreciate you talking to us today.
No, thank you very much. I would really appreciate such a platform where we'll be able to engage on this matter and you hear both sides of the side.
Okay. Secretary General of E-Hailing Partners Council, Melitem Bamguni there. And tomorrow, it's obviously something that you must be mindful of. If you are a user of e-hailing services tomorrow, you may not be very successful. The strike will happen tomorrow from 8 o'clock. Mainly, it will be from Pretoria West, right? Next to the West Park Primary School. And they're going to Tshwane House and the Union Buildings tomorrow. So if you are a user of e-hailing services tomorrow, maybe try and make other arrangements. I often fear that sometimes those who attempt to continue working, they may get targeted. And I'm not saying this is the plan. I'm just saying that just be mindful of the fact that tomorrow things could be a little bit different if you are a user of e-hailing systems.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.